This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Engaging and informative. Power Breakfast with TT on Power 98.7.
Yeah, as I said, it was all happening in our courts yesterday. So the trial against the five men accused of killing former Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates goalkeeper Senzo Meiwa has now been postponed to May next year. This came after the state was expected to put forth their fourth witness on the stand, but the trial had to be deferred to next year after accused number one and two, Muziga Khulelwa, Stemba and Sbeya, and Bongeni, that's Muzikaukhulelwa, Stemba Sbeya, and Bongani Sandiso and Danzi appointed a new attorney to represent them. The men had been previously represented by Tsepo Thobani, who joins us on the line. Hey, TT.
Also, TT.
What is going on with this case? You show up in court to find out or you've been fired.
You know what? I was not fired. Lawyers don't get fired. Mandate get terminated. I'm not working for them.
Okay.
They appoint me. But each and every client has the right to change their mind. You remember that says every man has a wise man changes his mind?
Sure.
And actually, what transpired as yesterday, it was a shock to everyone. It was there was no notice. Attorney got he claims that he got instructions last week Thursday, but he never notified anyone.
And you only
in actual fact, he got the instructions for accused one. Suddenly, he went to represent accused number two as well. But anyway.
But who? How is this? How do these things work, TT? When somebody, as you say, a client chooses now to change his mind and go with somebody else. Who is supposed to inform me? Is it the client or the attorney that then takes over? Because I'm thinking in terms of the professional relationship that exists between yourselves as colleagues as well, he should have also cleared or at least spoken to you to say that this matter has now been handed over to me. Or how does it work?
Yes, you are correct. The attorney who's taking over supposed to inform the present attorney to say, no, look, I got instructions. Your mandate is being terminated. I cannot consult until you confirm same, until you confirm that they've been paid all the fees outstanding. But that was not done. Even the judge, honorable judge, asked if there's a reason for termination. There were no reasons given.
So what does this mean then? That leaves you with only the one of the, what is it, the four clients or three clients that you were representing? What happens now?
I was representing one to four. Now I'm left with three and four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what I can say is that we'll see what happens on the next date because this termination of mandate is shabby. It raises eyebrows. I don't know what really happened. Mm. The client even wanted to talk to me in court, but I could not talk to him because there was already another attorney. Ethically, no attorney must talk to a client whereas there is an attorney on record.
Right.
So I cannot do that. I could not talk to him, but I will hear on the next date.
What impact will this have, if any at all, according to you, on the on the case?
Remember, this matter is supposed to continue until next week. If the new attorney came in, you need to get transcripts, automatize himself with the matter, read the records, and then we proceed.
Does it affect the work that you have to do now for your two remaining clients in any way or form? I mean, are these guys, do they even know each other or what's the story?
It doesn't affect my work with regard to three and four. And with regard to knowing each other, I cannot talk a lot about it anymore because I've got different instructions. This guy, and unfortunately, yesterday, this other attorney mentioned something which is different from my instructions previously from accused number two.
Mm.
So it also a concern to me.
What was that that he mentioned?
He mentioned that the father of accused one told him, remember, he was not told by the accused.
Yeah.
The father of accused one told him that accused one and two grew up together.
Hmm. Wow.
it was different from the instructions I received initially.
You still confident that you will be able to put up a strong defense and get your clients off this one?
Of course, we're still confident. Remember, now I'm concentrating on accused number 3 and 4. Ethically, so what must I do? Up to so far, I will never say anything with regard to accused 1 and 2 until there's any change. Until there's changes, because there might be changes again. But based on that, I cannot say much. If there's changes, there must be terms and conditions and analyze what will the changes be.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's an interesting twist again in this tale, in this story. We'll continue to watch it. Thank you very much for coming through. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is attorney Tsepo T.T. Thobane.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.